The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, June 27, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez considered that the most recent decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court restrict human rights and protect the interests of powerful groups. In a message through the social network Twitter, the foreign minister pointed out that the U.S. political and judicial system restricts the rights of women while defending those of armed leaders. Last Friday, the Supreme Court of the United States decided to mark a historic setback by annulling the right of women to decide on the termination of pregnancy, which provoked reactions from civil society and from President Joe Biden himself. The Supreme Court, which executes judicial power in accordance with the U.S. political system, has a conservative majority after Republican President Donald Trump made appointments to ensure this imbalance. Its nine members have the life tenure. While Cuba boasts the vaccination of over 90% of its population against COVID-19, almost 1 billion people in low-income countries remain deprived of protection against SARS-CoV-2. According to a recent statement by Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom, only 57 nations in the world have managed to immunize 70% of their population, most of them high-income countries. Adhanom called on territories that reached 70% to provide support to those lagging behind and urge vigilance and preparedness to reintroduce and adjust social and health measures as needed. While almost 1 billion people are waiting for a dose to protect them against COVID-19, Cuba made history with an immunization campaign that stands out for being massive and free. Cuba develops a comprehensive policy of confrontation and prevention against drug trafficking and consumption, confirmed an article in the local Granma newspaper. The text pointed out that this is achieved through the work of the National Drug Commission, which includes, among others, the Ministries of Justice, Public Health, Education, and Higher Education, Culture, Foreign Relations, and the Interior. The strategy is committed to immunizing with values and education the society through the practice of sports and healthy recreation, while promoting timely medical care for those sick with addictions and social reintegration of people punished for drug-related offenses. Cuba is signatory to the main multilateral legal instruments on the matter, approved by the United Nations, and has signed 11 treaties on extradition, 34 on legal assistance, 42 on drugs, and 31 on the transfer of sanctioned persons from other countries. And in the international agenda, we have that Mexico began the childhood vaccination campaign against COVID-19, and it was inaugurated by children between 10 and 11 years old, the oldest segment, since immunization will be from the age of 5. Claudia Sheinbaum, head of government, pointed out that during the day, they will report out the details of the progress of the process, as well as the schedules by age groups and the arrival of the antigens, which will be gradually. She added that in total, about 1 million children from 5 to 11 years of age from the 16 municipalities will be immunized in the capital. She indicated that 96,000 doses have already been received, which are enough for this first block of ages. Meanwhile, the national strike in Ecuador against the high cost of living and insecurity reached the 15th consecutive day in an atmosphere of calm in most of the country. The current scenario has been maintained since the weekend based on the decrease in police and army repression against demonstrators, the repeal by the government of the state of emergency decreed in 6 of the 24 provinces, and the beginning of rapprochement between the executive and the indigenous movement, which called for the marches. After 2 days of demonstrations without violent incidents, the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, CONAIE, maintains that the protest continues on a national, territorial, and indefinite basis and called its basis for unity and resistance, awaiting responses to an agenda of 10 points with orders for the benefit of the entire population. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.